and welcome to the Sportsbet AFL podcast for 2018, brought to you, of course, by Sportsbet and the 24 Up promo. If your side gets up by 24 points, we will pay you out then and there. It doesn't matter if they go on to lose. Now, we've cut some dead weight, we've got some fresh blood, a new name, we have got it all. Now, my name is Harmer, and thankfully I'm flanked by two gentlemen with far bigger names, far more AFL credibility than myself. 219 games, two-time All-Australian, zero-time Premiership player. If you want to know how good he is, you just have to ask him, Nathan Brown.
Excited to be here, Harmer. I can't believe that I am not the host of this podcast, but the man sitting with us I played with for a long time, and I'm going to tell you a story about him after you introduce him.
Yes, well, as you said, we've had the same amount of AFL Premierships, Brownie, but don't worry, because we are joined by a man who has got enough for all of us. I speak none other than Western Bulldogs and Hawthorn superstar Brian Lake.
Thank you very much, guys. It is a pleasure. Yes, played with Brownie for a few years. Wasn't great times at the Dogs, fair to say, down at that stage. And Brownie was just the number one down at that football club for that period of time.
It's fair to say we both turned into mercenaries. Like, I left the Bulldogs at a time where we were going no good, and obviously I got paid better to do that. Brian left the Bulldogs at a very similar time. They were going no good. He was going no good. He couldn't get out in the park. And went to Hawthorn. I went to Richmond to win premierships, and he rubbed its little genie bottle and out popped Alistair Clarkson and just handed out premierships. He rubbed this little genie bottle again, out popped Burgoyne, then out popped McAvoy, then out popped Gunston, and all these players just kept appearing. Every time I rubbed that genie bottle, I got Richard Tambling or I got Danny Meyer or I got these blokes that didn't really do any good. And that's about the tour story of it.
It is fair to say polar opposite, isn't it? You left for more money and a lot more money. I left the football club for less money. Yes, you had no success. I had a little bit of success. We're on here together and we're going to produce a good show.
Just a little bit. So you ended up with three premierships and a norm. You've ended up with a broken leg.
That's very good.
You've lined your pocket. So before we get into round one, very exciting, starting Thursday night, we do have to have a look at our premiership odds, don't we? Because we've got Adelaide as favourites at $6, Sydney also at $6. Is that where you'd be putting your money for the premiership?
I think Richmond deserve to start outright favourites, particularly after the JLT. But when we opened the markets, they were fifth on the line of betting. They've come into $7, Richmond, on the back of their JLT series. But I see them being the hardest to beat. GWS probably just about equal favouritism for me, but the two best backed have been Essendon and Melbourne.
$14 you're getting for the Bombers?
$26 at the end of the season last year. Big news around the Bombers. I think they might be still one midfielder short, Briser, but I reckon the Bombers can give it a good shake if they get some momentum.
They are playing a different way in this JLT series as well, where everyone's looking for that forward half pressure. They're probably trying to score more from their half back line. So let's just see how that plays out.
Did you play with Jake Stringer?
I did not play with Jake Stringer, luckily. I heard me and he would have gone off like a house on fire.
What did you think of his tattoo when he got to the new club, had the big tattoo on the guts and then the blonde top on rinse?
Well, I probably needed to do something like that as well, because what it does is it just takes that focus off that fat area, which is your mid-region.
He looks like he's overweight a little bit for me.
He is plump, and that's what I think what Bevo didn't like was his professionalism, if that's drinking or probably having a chicken parma when he maybe should have a salad.
Well, it just like really distracts you from that, doesn't it? Extracurricular ones too.
All right, and Brownlow as well before we get cracking. Dusty Martin, $5. That's as almost as short as you're going to see someone before a game's play. You've got Dangerfield at $5 as well. And Natty Fife, who's he played two games in the JLT, and he's just up and about $7. Is there anyone outside that top three that you'd be looking at? I mean, it's pretty open, isn't it, at the start?
Yeah, Kelly from GWS, I think, can get a lot of votes this year. Don't forget Joel Selwood. He votes really well, and all of a sudden he's got two superstars who probably are top billing ahead of him. He was 51s with us into 23, so don't forget Joel Selwood when you're having a crack at your Brownlows.
That's where it's very hard, isn't it? If you win in 15 games, you've got three premier midfielders there which are going to be taking some votes off each other. How does that play out? As you said, Josh Kelly, $12. But Tom Mitchell, if Hawks can win that 12 to 13 games, play finals, he's at $14 at the moment.
Can the Hawks win 12 or 13 though?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? They're looking okay in this preseason. Yago Mira, very important for him to get up and going. But they're forward line. They're just so dangerous. You've got Jake Gunston's playing his 150th very shortly. They're a side where you just – the unknown really still.
There's eight sides, I reckon, going for the bottom three spots in the eight, because I think Richmond and Adelaide make it again as last year. I think Sydney and GWS are locks. And I think Geelong, with those three superstars, should make it. So there's five. So then you've got at least eight teams going for 6th, 7th, and 8th. Everybody thinks Essendon's going to make it. Everyone's talking up Melbourne. Everyone thinks Port Adelaide's going to make it. Then you're talking about Hawthorn, St Kilda, the Western Bulldogs won it 2 years ago. So that is going to be the most even season you're ever going to see.
And gets underway Thursday, as always, Richmond versus Carlton at the MCG, 7:25. That kicks off. The Blues aren't a chance, are they?
I don't think so. I think the Blues are going to be better than what people think. I think the way that they set up their footy club, they've got a full ground press going at the moment. They've worked on their defence, and I think the Blues are going to be a lot better. They come up against a cherry ripe Richmond, and I think Richmond should get the job done comfortably in the first game. But don't read into Carlton's performance in this one for the rest of their season. I think they're going to beat a lot of sides this year, Carlton.
Yeah, their focus since Brendan Bolton's come in to take over is defence first. But now this is a stage where they've had that development for 12, 18 months, where now they've got to flick that switch and able to use a little bit more offence. Have they got the firepower? Bryce Gibbs, losing him, very crucial. Such an important player last year, All-Australian or near on All-Australian last year. Big loss for them. But I just don't see it. You look at their result last year, Richmond getting them by 43 points. I think it's going to be something similar this week.
Spoke to Juddy about Paddy Dow. Said he's never seen a better player come into Carlton since he's been there. And that's a big rap. I saw Brendan Bolton at the Carnegie Pool the other day. He's only a little man, Brendan Bolton.
He's
quite
short,
quite large around really the chest area. Big package. He had the little dick stickers on.
Oh, okay.
But he jumped out of the pool and I thought, hey, look at this man. And it was Bolts, and he's a ripping fella to have a chat to. Just spoke about Carlton, he was, I guess, at a spot where he knows that they're around the mark of making the eight, but a lot of things are going to go right for him, he said.
What are you doing down at the pool? Are you in a lap?
No, just with the kids, the Carnegie Pool. It's a ripping pool. If anyone lives in that area, the Carnegie Pool.
Is that got a wave pool there?
No, it's a 70s type pool. So you've got a big grass hill. You've got the 50 metre pool, a couple of baby pools off to the right. It's one of the great pools of all time.
Oh. Well, that's your local. My local's the Melton Waves. It's probably something you don't want to go there to.
Syringes out the back.
Are you having a punt? Are you going to have a bet on the opening game?
I will be. I'll be taking Richmond at the line. 29.5 is the line at the moment, so yep. I'll be taking that.
That will get you $1.90. Brian, you having a...
As I said before, them getting done by 43 points last year, Carlton, I think it's going to be something similar. So for me, I'll be looking... $1.18 is a little bit too short for me to take, but that over 40-plus points, I think that's the market I'm going to be going for.
What we should say is we're here to make people money. We are here to punt, and this is a punting podcast, and we want people to make money because we are going to bet on these things we're talking about, and we want to make money. We're going to keep a tally throughout the year to see how we're going, and hopefully people jump on board with us.
Yeah, that's very important. I am going to make sure you hold you guys accountable with your bets. So each week we come out, because we're going to be here every week throughout the AFL season, we're going to have a running tally just to see how you guys are going.
That's what I just said.
Are we digging into our own pocket with this?
I think you might have to, Brian. It depends on what you're going to, if you want to collect the winnings, it's your own cash.
I was just going to say, the car parking out the front is very expensive. So to put them bets on, I don't know if we can do this.
I think you might be able to expense the car parks. Hey, Friday night.
You'll be having a car parking ticket. I don't think there's any parking out the front, is it?
No. They'll just, when you get a work car and you got a stick on the back, you just go loading zones. So hopefully, guys,
is that
after
true?
This,
I've always heard that. If you got courier slapped on the side of your car.
Yeah, just all you have to do is just invest in a little magnet. Magnet saying courier on the side. Of your car, bang, slap it on when you need the
remember
car.
A bloke called Shane Burst that played with us.
I do.
When he
remember
first came
Burst
down to the club, he had this horrendous car down from Bansdale, was he, or Sale?
Sale, I think.
And he heard that, and he wrote in Artline, an Artline 70 black text, that courier on the side of his car, and he started parking it wherever he wanted.
There you go. So we're not just getting betting tips, you're getting just some life hacks.
Just life tips.
If you want to take
it
a step further, just buy yourself a Toyota Hiace as well, and you can really put that anywhere. Hey, Friday night, I reckon this is the game of the round for me. I love when these two sides play each other because it's guaranteed to be high scoring. Essendon versus Adelaide at Etihad Stadium. This one is going to be a little bit closer. Essendon $2.10, Adelaide $1.74. Brownie, where's your money?
Well, I've liked the Bombers preseason. I like the fact that the players they've added, McKenna off halfback, they haven't added him, but to put him with Saad, I think that running power, Devin Smith was terrific in that opening couple of games. I like him. I think Stringer should play forward and a little bit off the back end. And I like McGrath playing in the middle. What I will say about Adelaide right now is they are not where Richmond are with their time off. They've had a few injuries. They've lost some players. Richmond are well ahead of Adelaide at the same time. I think Adelaide will get going as the season goes on. But I expect Essendon to win this game. No Tex Walker. I think that Essendon match up well against them at Etihad Stadium. They'll be fast. And I think Essendon 1-39, $2.70 is just about my bet for that game. But there's always money to be made in the early markets in total points markets.
Yes, I've heard you say this. This is a good tip.
Early season, the traders don't know where to put the markets because they haven't seen any games. They don't know whether it's going to be really defensive, really attacking. But early in the season, there is big money to be made. And I think the total points in this game is 197. I'm going to go over that because I think they'll get over 200. So total points for the Bombers into Merritt, having $1.67, more than 30 possessions. That's a same game multi of 975. So Essendon to win into the total points over 197 into Zach Merritt having 30, $9.75 in a same game multi.
There you go. That is
love
delicious.
The research there, Brownie, as well. Very impressive. Wish you did that in your early days at the Bulldogs. You cared that much about the...
I wouldn't have shipped him off.
Jeez, I know. You can't help when there's an extra couple of little zeros on the back. Very, very good point. These two sides, high scoring. Adelaide are the most highest scoring side last year. So on a flat deck with the roof closed, you think it's going to be very fast moving. But we talk about the Crows. You lose a Taylor Walker. You lose a Jake Lever down back. You lose a Charlie Cameron, which is that high half forward that's able to provide some speed. So they do lose a bit. You bring in Gibbs, yes. But what's going to be big for them is that hurt that they had last year, the embarrassment that they thought they were a reasonably good show. With a side like Richmond, you thought, until finals time, like the Bulldogs the year before, come out firing. So they're going to be hurting. And $1.74 for them, the win, very hard for me to go. Is it small margin, big margin? I'm not sure. But $1.74, I don't mind that for an Adelaide Crows side that were your runners-up last year.
I worry about their pace in the forward end because they're top-heavy and Eddie Betts is electric, but they've lost Charlie Cameron. Don't discount how good he was last year, Charlie Cameron, so they need to find someone to replace the sizzle with him because Eddie Betts will do what he did, but Josh Jenkins is slow, Tex Walker slow, Tommy Lynch slow, all great players, all going to get on the end of it, but where does their sharpness come from?
There you go. So we've got Brownie with Essendon, Brian with Adelaide.
I've gone with the Crows.
Yeah, just to see. There you go. So let's see where the punters follow. Now, Brandy, today you were just, I just noticed you're a little bit hot under the collar, aren't you? You're a little bit angry, you're a little bit grumpy. And I need to ask why.
Well, take very good interest in AFL. Now, Trent Cotchin gets off his hit on Dylan Scheel and plays in a grand final. That was borderline. 50-50 whether Trent Cotchin should have played in the grand final. I think the right decision was made. He got to play in the grand final, as did Barry Hall a few years ago when he knocked out Brent Staker and played in the grand final. He did the same. It wasn't the grand final. It was the one where he got Matty Maguire many years ago. Give him the old love tap.
Yeah, whacked him in the guts.
And I think things like that should be graded a bit lower when it's a preliminary final because you want your best players playing in the grand final. Let's talk about AFL Women's for a minute and the fact that Katie Brennan might not be playing in the AFL Women's grand final is extraordinary. When you watch that vision, the fact that the players who she tackled had an arm out, had an arm free, so she didn't have the arms pinned, she didn't hit her head, she got straight back. I can't see how Michael Christian, and I've worked with Chris O, he's a terrific fella, but he got this unbelievably wrong. How the hell he could give weeks for that in an AFL grand final, take aside the AFL grand final. If it was round two, she should be playing round three. And I'll tell you what else. Her legal counsel is not going to help her one iota. Sam Norton, his argument, the fact that, you know, it's been pretty awful for the Dogs because Bob Murphy missed out on their AFL grand final a couple of years ago. What sort of argument is that, Sam Norton? Where did you get your legal counsel from? I cannot believe that that is an argument he is going to roll with. I can't believe that Michael Christian is going to put Katie Brennan out of this grand final. She should be playing and it should be all the best players out there. Bar none.
Bang. Sold Sammy Norton on notice. I tell you what, I reckon you are right. Isn't that just a shit house argument? I mean, imagine how much he was on. He would have been on the dole. Like, lawyers bill to the minute. They make that much money, they bill to the minute. And that's all you come up with. But the Dogs are already hurting.
It seems it stinks of someone that was just rushed, maybe had half an hour notice, and just tried to put a defence in there. Oh. Luckily, I must admit, back in 2014 when I got done for trying to strangle Drew Petrie, I didn't have him representing me because I would have been suspended for 2 years.
You're going to be a life fan. We're getting the season off.
I don't reckon he ever got over that, Drew, either, did he?
No, the possum.
He was never the best player after that.
No, I sort of killed his career, I think.
Hey, I was good. It was a good day. I was at that game. I was right there, actually. Now St Kilda Brisbane. We don't want to spend too much time on this. It's probably not the greatest game of the round.
But it's an important game because I think if St Kilda lose, hard to make top eight. And I know it's early, but it will be high scoring again. So over 194.5 is the line at the moment. Their last couple of games, 194, 261, and last year they played. And their total was 183. But in that game, St Kilda kicked 14-23. You turn that around the other way and it's 230. So I think the total points market for this game.
There you go.
See, I've gone the other way with that one. I think Saints, I don't like their firepower. You look at their forward line, I'm not too impressed with that. Their midfielders can kick goals here and there. Jack Billings is very important for them. He's a type that can kick multiple goals. But for me, for the best bet, if you look at it, I wouldn't mind going that multi where you go under that score. Under the 194.
That's against me.
Yeah.
I'm going polar opposites. That's what we're talking about. I want to go under that score. I don't think it's going to be high scoring. I think Brisbane have been really focused on their defensive side of the game. You've got Luke Hodge coming into this side. I don't think they're going to leak as many scores as they did last year. Then you look at Dane Beams. I think Dane Beams, 30 plus disposals this week, which is about $1.90 odd. But then with the scores as well, I think it's going to be a closer game. So under the Saints, under 39 points, which gives you a value of $8.50.
Oh, right. He's coming out with the big ones, isn't he?
We might need to get these because we're trying to give pundits some advice. You guys keep picking the wrong one. Who are they going to follow? I guess time will tell. We'll see who
you're going to follow.
You just suss out in the first couple of weeks and see who you support, if it's Brownie or Brian.
Well, Brownie, you didn't have a good year last year.
What I did get told by a St Kilda person was that St Kilda believe that they have 8 A graders in their side. Now, I went through their side and I don't know whether they're rating themselves too highly, but I only found 2 A graders at St Kilda who are genuine A graders. I think on the borderline, I think Big Carlo is an A grader.
Yep.
And Jack Stephen. That's all I could get out of St Kilda.
Who else could they be? Surely they're not saying, they're not talking about memory and stuff like that level.
No.
I wouldn't have thought so.
I think Jack Billings is a B grader. At the end of this season, will be an A grader. I've got big belief in Jack Billings. But if they're thinking that they've got 8 A graders, they're on the wrong train. But those two are genuine A graders. The rest need some work.
You look at a guy like Seb Ross. He's that type of guy that can go to the next level. Yep. Jack Steele. But they're still a couple of years away.
Butchers the footy.
Yeah, that's why they've been so big in the market to try to get that premium midfielder, which they just can't get at the moment. Yes, they've got a lot of salary cap space where they've got to go hard next year. But unfortunately, this year is big for them to make that final eight.
Another game that's probably not going to light up the world. Port Adelaide versus Fremantle, Adelaide Oval, Saturday afternoon, 4:40. In the markets, we've got Port Adelaide $1.29, very well backed. 80% of the cash brownie has been on Port Adelaide. We've hardly taken a cent on Freo. Do you reckon the punters have got that one right?
Yeah, they have. But expect Freo to be a lot better than what they did last year. Missing the Hill brothers in round one, and you throw in Harley Bunnell when he gets back from exile, I think they'll be a pretty good side again, Freo. But this game, for me, Port Adelaide comfortably.
Yeah, very easy game for me to pick. Yep. You look at Port Adelaide. Keep an eye on Tom Rutcliffe. I wouldn't be putting money on him too much, but he is a high possession getter. He's at $2 plus at the moment for 30 plus disposals.
Ooh,
so he is a ball magnet. Keep an eye on him. Just to see, it's very hard when you've got a guy that's coming into a new football club to fit into their systems and just find their feet. You'd probably be a little bit more selfless in the way you play, but keep an eye on him in the next couple of weeks to see if he plays that role that he did in Brisbane, because that could be value bets, is that 30 plus.
Gold Coast North. Now, Brownie, I've heard you talking about it all week. You love Gold Coast at $1.90 here, don't you?
Yeah, best bet of the week for me. Gold Coast just head-to-head, or I think they'll beat North Melbourne. They'll beat them comfortably. I'll worry about North Melbourne this year. But Gold Coast under Stuart Dew, I liked what I saw in the preseason. They only had 7 goals kicked against them in 2 JLT games. Granted, one of those bucketed down. It was like a cyclone against Brisbane. But they kept Geelong to 3 goals, which is a damn good effort. So they're defensively minded. I watched the replay of their game, and I see red jumpers setting up in the right position. So I didn't see that last year. I saw players running anywhere, but I saw genuine deployment of defenders in the right positions. And that was just from watching TV. And I think Gold Coast are going to be a lot better than what people think. Better the round for me, round one.
Are they going to be a lot better without Gary Ablett?
Exactly.
Wow.
You look at the way that Abbott plays, it's probably been a little bit selfish over these period of time at the Gold Coast.
A little.
Now there's going to be a lot more better balance in that midfield where it's just not about one person. Step up. And it's an even spread as well. You can't just be relying on one midfielder, two midfielders. You've got to have a fair balance. And that's what I think is required by them. And that's what Stewie Jew's going to bring into this side. You look up there. Yes, it is at this time of the year. Beautiful weather. You're up on the Gold Coast at a night game. Very tough. The ball can be slippery.
Dewey.
So can be a little bit dewy. Pardon the pun, with Stewie. But you look at the Gold Coast, the $1.90. Do you look at the margin? I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. So you got the market there, which is $1.160.
Well, that's low. 160 is on the low. That's almost
that is the low. So do you look at
just
above
wait,
that?
I want to remind you the game is in Cairns, though.
It is. That's what I'm saying.
What's even,
I thought
it was
Gold Coast.
Oh, it is up in the Queensland part of the state.
Kazali Stadium.
Because they are because of the Commonwealth
that
Games.
That further pumps up your story theory. That you know, it's slippery.
Or it is slippery. It's not going to be high scoring.
Cairns is not a good place of the world.
Good for footy trips. I think very popular.
If you can get 20 blokes up at Gilligan's, you're in for an absolute cracking weekend. But you just sweat the whole time.
Good luck getting 20 guys in at Gilligan's. So if you've got to go in small groups, maybe two or three every now and then.
Spot on. So if you are looking up to there, Gilligan's after the match. I think Gold Coast at $1.90. That is money for old rope, I reckon.
I nearly got my head bashed in up there one night on a footy trip. Andy Cracker had to get me out of trouble.
What were you doing?
I was just being a drunken idiot. And I thought.
Drinking responsibly?
Yeah.
Alcohol so well though, Brandy. That's surprising.
And these four guys were going to absolutely. I was on my own, and Andy Cracker came out of nowhere and just stood in front of me, and he goes, "Any of you guys want to go?" And they all backed down. I don't know why they didn't back down for me. I said, "Any of you guys want to go?" I think Andy Cracker's turn was, "Which one of you four wants to end up in hospital?" And they all backed off. I was like, "Yeah, my man, Crack, Crack Daddy."
Hey, do you still speak to him?
Yes.
You do? That's nice.
Occasionally.
Hey, cracking game after that. I think this is going to be the one. It's on free to air. Hawthorn at Collingwood. Now, Hawthorn always go all right against Collingwood, but you've got to think against what Brian was saying. They're not in the great. They're going to struggle. A lot of changes. They've lost a lot of games out of that side. Do they? Where do you see this one going?
Hawks win this game. I think they'll start the season off well. I like their form in the preseason. The Hawks at the line, which is 1.5, so it's negligible. And I think Jaeger O'Meara, 30-plus in his first game for Hawthorn. Not his first game for Hawthorn, but his first game of the year. Fit, fresh and firing. If you put those two together, same game multi, Hawks at the line into O'Meara 30-plus, you're getting $9.25.
Oh, some value there.
Or if you just want to take Hawthorn at the line, it's a good one.
Yeah, for me, it's the unknown still with these two sides. Collingwood, their preseason hasn't been great, but they've got a powerful midfield at that side. Same with Hawthorn. They played okay in patches in the preseason games against the Bulldogs. They were very lazy, I guess, in that last quarter and let the Bulldogs win that game. So for me, I'm not too excited any other market. I'll be just going for the line there, which with no great confidence, I'll still be sticking with the Hawks
the
there.
Hawks.
With $1.83, still reasonably juicy, I would have thought.
Now, Brian,
yes,
you used to have a set. Well, not a set. You used to help thousands and thousands of people around the country with Brian's bargains.
Yeah, just go those around, tight guys that don't get paid as much as say Brownie went to Richmond.
You wouldn't even need to know what a bargain is, Brownie.
They don't have bargains around Paran or sort of two.
I used to steal other kids' lunches when I was at high school. I used to rummage through bags.
Golden Square
at Catholic College Bendigo. If I forgot my lunch, I would steal, pilfer, just anything I could.
Were you a bully as a kid?
I wasn't big enough to be a bully, I wouldn't have thought.
Not with that hair.
There was bullies in my class. I was more the kid that everyone liked.
Have you seen what Brownie's hair was at school?
I do remember that, the long, blonde, flowing hair, had the ponytail. Oh. I've seen photos of him back in the under-18s days. Very, very sexy. Wish you'd have the hair back now, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Could you do it? You wouldn't be able to do it.
Thick enough these days. double up on the finasteride pills to get it thick, you know.
But he was before his time with the fashion. You look at it now, the man bun would have been perfect.
These days with it.
I would have had the man bun in these days.
Yeah. And all with the headband.
But
as
I don't
well.
Like the man bun these days. I don't like it. But I reckon I would have had it if I was in these days.
Your hair was too long for a man bun, as it is. You almost have to go the plait with that.
Dyson Heppel needs a haircut.
Yeah. Especially the dreadlocks.
He'll look back one day and go, I'm not a surfer. I'm not on the pro tour, so I probably should.
Especially when they're fake. They're fake. Anyway, we can talk about your fantastic hairstyles for hours, Brownie. There's been that many of them. But Brian, your bargains. Now, we need to put a punting spin on it. We don't need to. I mean, unless you've got some 2-for-1s barbecue shapes on at your Caroline Springs. What is your bargain of the betting round?
For me, I look at a game where a side is playing at their home ground. Round one, do we know what they're going to deliver? I'm not too sure. But I look at West Coast playing Sydney. Sydney, they're a good side, let's be honest, but they've lost two key ruckmen in Tippett retiring and then Naismith going down with a knee. So there's a little bit of uncertainty of how they're going to be going around in the midfield. So I'll look at home, West Coast Eagles, 1-39 points at $3.50. I think that is reasonably juicy. At round one, to have a side that's coming to the West Coast over at the Subiaco, the new ground, the Craig Pot at the moment.
Yep.
$3.50 for 1-39, I think is reasonably juicy.
Well, there we go.
About 5 weeks ago, I looked at this game, and I agree with Brian. I think West Coast, it's value, definitely value. Mm. And I looked at this game, and I thought, gee, West Coast are a big chance round one at home. It was the first time they play at the stadium. But then I saw their performance in the JLT, and I just got a little bit worried, and I saw how sharp Sydney was. Sydney haven't been this sharp in a long time, but I did think that way 5 weeks ago, and I'm not going to go against you. I think I'm going to tip Sydney, so we might as well do this game.
Yeah, let's do this one.
I'm going to tip Sydney, but that's why it's a bargain. I mean, if it was a bargain, it wasn't a bargain, it'd be $1.40 Sydney are. So I think Sydney, for me, and I think my bet of this game is Jake Lloyd. Now, he's a player that runs around with no opponent at any time in any AFL match, and he racks them up. He racks them up better than Cuzzy used to at the West Coast Eagles. 30 plus disposals, $4.20. $4.20 for 30 plus. He did it 7 times last year and 29 possessions of 3 or 4 times, average 26. So I think 30 plus disposals, fresh, fit, firing round one, Jake Lloyd, $4.20.
There you go. Well, we weren't asking for a bargain from you, though. Just keep that in mind for next week. It's Brian's bargain. It's not Brownie's bargain.
It's not a bargain. I just went into that game.
I just didn't jump into your rant, did I? I didn't
I've
jump into your rant.
Stole his thunder.
Done a little bit.
Anyway,
if you just want to combine that, so you can go with my 1-39, it's $3.50. Then if you put Jake Lloyd in, it's $4.20.
Same game multi,
we'll give you the value of $2.275.
Oh, there we go.
There's Brian's bargain.
We just go for maybe $5 each. We can just put it in together, a $10 bet. We're gambling responsibly.
And listen here, dipshit. I've done a lot of TV in my time. So when somebody talks about something, the rundown can change and then you just roll with other things.
I understand it can change, but it's called Brian's bargain. It's not Brownie's bargain. You can have your own
thing. He's getting nervous now.
And I got you $22 on the back of me interrupting. Dickhead.
Just learn. Settle it. You're a pig, mate. Hey, I've been reminded.
Yes.
We've got 24 up now. Brian, do you know what 24 up is?
I do.
You know what? You would definitely know what 24 up is. It's not bad. So what happens is, because some people listening might not know what it is, 24 up. If your side gets up by 24 points at any stage, we just pay it out, Brownie. We just pay them out then because it can happen early in quarters. Can't it? A side gets away, kicks 4 goals, 5 goals early, and they end up bottling and losing. If you would sports bet, it doesn't matter. You get paid out straight away, which I don't mind this in GWS Western Bulldogs as well. They can sometimes get some blood with GWS coming out to $1.45. That's pretty short against the Doggies, $2.75, Sunday afternoon at 1:10.
It is. I'll go head-to-head. I think GWS will win this game, so they're $1.45. Don't know where the Dogs are going to be this year. I think they're going to be around the mark of the 8. Total points over 175. I did see the Dogs play against Hawthorn. They kicked 7 goals in the first quarter, and it was open. It was flowing end-to-end. So they look like they're trying to score more. So over 175.5, because I think GWS will score heavily. Total points again. I'm big on the total points in the early rounds. Over 175. Throw it into your multis.
Bang.
Both very fast-moving sides that want to get the ball going quickly. Yes, we lose Shane Mumford, but I'm not too concerned about GWS. They're $8. They're one of my bets for the premiership this year. I think they're prime. They've been in 2 prelims this year where they've been close. You're putting yourself in that position, your luck's going to turn. And unfortunately, they haven't had the luck the last couple of years, but I think this year is going to be their year. For me, as I said, they're fast-moving sides that want to move the ball quick. I don't mind. I've had a couple of bets on this before about when the first goal is going to be kicked. So I reckon this game, the ball is going to be flying around. And I reckon the the first goal of the game is going to be scored within the first minute, which you're paying $6.50.
$6. That's yes. the insight.
I don't mind. Just like, you throw those into your multi. You might put that in and then into GWS to win, add some more value. Ooh. Just changes your little bit up as well. Just makes it interesting. Jesus, nerve-wracking, I must admit, for the first minute. You're like, just get a free kick or something. But I don't mind those little bets every now
I must
then.
Admit, every big bet we see come in that gets paid out has something like that thrown in, whether they score in the first minute or one to second minute or second to third minute, because you get good odds for them.
That is the insight. That's the reason that listeners are tuning in to Brian, Brownie and Hummer at, I think that's
we need a name.
We need a name. So please feel free to suggest some names. You can hit us up on sportsbet.com.au on Twitter. It's probably the easiest way because we do need a name. Melbourne, Geelong.
Three flags between us.
Yeah that's it.
One
and
each.
One on me. That's right.
So we've got a third of a normie each. How many All-Australians? You had two?
Yeah. Very, two well. Very two stiff two. Not to yeah. get four.
Oh, tell the story. I don't know where you finished in the best and fairest, but I swear it was rigged at the Dogs. Two All-Australians, I finished fifth in the best and fairest, and then my second one, I finished seventh.
Yeah, but
work that out.
I reckon they rigged the best and fairest.
You know why? Because I had top three for incentives and then top six. So it's amazing. I finished seventh by about two or three votes. I missed out on the cash.
Do you get bonuses?
Back then, best and fairest, all Australian. I think I had a clause in my contract was all Australian, you get a bonus of 30. Mm-hmm. And I think top, if you win the best and fairest, it's about 50 and then it goes down as you. So it's lucrative at the end of the year. And I reckon they sit there and go, well, we probably need to hit this budget here. We might take Brownie's best off ground there. We might take Brian's off there. We're just getting down to third so he doesn't quite get that bonus.
I didn't know that. So when you see him, if they're, you know, they see him smiling when they've just come runner up, they've lost it in the last game, they're clapping another player. Deep down, they're dirty.
Exactly.
They're filthy. They've just lost 50K.
There was a story with a guy that won a Brownlow that we may have played with.
Chris Grant.
No, not unfortunately him, but there's another ginger guy that won a Brownlow at
Coondog.
Cooney.
May have had that incentive if he won the Brownlow that he would have increased his salary by a certain amount. So you take that away from the club that they can't manoeuvre. And fair to say, it was a reasonable increase and the club wasn't too impressed with it. I thought, we'll sign this off when he signed his new contract. But bang, was a Brownlow and his salary just skyrocketed.
They would have just
you can't why tell me Chris Grant won the 1996 Best and Fairest at the Bulldogs when every other club wanted him to play for them. Port Adelaide were huge into him and somehow just miraculously drew with Jose Ramiro, who was that far ahead of everybody else. You wouldn't believe it.
Melbourne Geelong, interesting betting line this because we've got them at $1.90. We cannot split them. We've taken a lot more money on the Cats, which I think is a good bet at $1.90. Do you
bullish on the D's? And I'm bullish on the total points of 180 and a half
over.
In this game. Over.
You love the overs early.
Melbourne, you know what? I come from a different train of thought when everybody's talking about how soft they were not wanting to go into the SOG camps. And SOG camps, they absolutely are horrendous.
That's the way they went about it, Brownie.
But what I will say, everybody's wanting Melbourne to stand for something. Everybody's wanting their football club and their players to stand for something. They're wishy-washy, they're soft. These players knew that if they said they didn't want to go to this, they were going to be absolutely given a clip. And they stood together and they said, nah, we're not going to do it. And I believe that doing that together, they've actually stood for something. They've actually stood for something together, which makes them better. I like the fact that they said no. First of all, when I first heard it, I thought, geez, that's soft. But then when you think about it, they had to stand for something. That's what we've been asking Melbourne people to do. That's what they've done.
Wowee. So they didn't stand. Only 14 of them went. So you'd be, I reckon, one of the only person. And you make a good point, but it's everyone else thinks the other way, don't they? The way they went about it, going to the AFLPA rather than just going up to Goodwin
himself.
And that's
what they've done now is they've invested into their training program. So they've got ownership on it. And that's this day and age. You can't tell guys just to go do this, to go do that. You've got to make sure they're invested in what they're doing because then they've got a passion for it.
And
so now
smart.
They've taken a lot of responsibility on because if things go pear-shaped this year, they're in a lot of strife.
Go to the AFLPA. That's smart. Very smart
thinking. Wish we had that back in when we had the SOG camp in early days when Peter Wright.
What are they? For those at home that don't know, I don't know what it is. It's
push-ups on your knuckles. You have a little bivvy. I'm not sure if you know what a bivvy is, but it's just a sheet of paper that goes over you at night. Three in the morning, we're out in the Grampians, and one of the SOG boys shotgun right next to our heads in the morning. And then three in the morning. He goes, everybody up. And everybody had to do 300 push-ups at 3 in the morning. Yeah. It was pissing down rain. And then after that, it was just back into bed.
Oh, that would be
shit like that.
Where is that the last time you wouldn't have braved a day out in the elements since then either, would you?
Not many, no.
No. Anything under 5 stars the last 5 years?
Yeah, there has been.
Oh,
yeah.
When?
I went down to a caravan park last year for New Year's.
Hang on.
Why?
Yeah.
What were we doing there?
Well,
got lost.
it was the last cabin we could find for New Year's, but it was good.
Hey, well, that wraps up all of the games. We've covered them all because Brownie just decided to go West Coast Sydney and just chuck it right in the middle, even though it's the last game of the round. But our best bets of the round, we're going to start with you, Brownie. What is your absolute best bet? We're going to go best bet and we're going to go multi. Now, these are the ones, pick carefully, because these are the ones that are going to go up on Twitter. They're going to go on the website. We're going to be held very, very accountable with these bets.
Well, my best bet for the round, I think Gold Coast to win their game against North Melbourne. I think they're $1.90 each of two at the moment. I think they will win that game. And what I also do like is my tip for the Bombers against Adelaide. Essendon, total points over 197. Zach Merritt to get $1.67, 30 disposals, $9.75. But also, if you'd like to multi some of the total points that I've mentioned, so total points in the Essendon game, total points in the St Kilda game, total points in the Melbourne and GWS games, I think they, if you multi all them, you might get a good price.
Bang, there you go, some certain value. Wouldn't that just be a nice little start to the footy round? Just a little just 20 a, bucks on that.
Just to build your kitty up and then you can play around with a little bit.
Take the Dahl out for a nice breakfast Sunday morning. It's all Sunday. It might have to be Sunday afternoon.
Gary Ablett, 30-plus disposals in that Melbourne Geelong game too, 225. You won't see that in round two.
Just on that, is there any concerns with the three of them, three absolute A-plus, all vying for FaceTime?
No, I reckon Dangerfield will spend a little bit more time forward. I think Gary Ablett will steer. I reckon Dangerfield and Ablett might rotate forward out of that goal square. Dangerfield could win the Coleman Medal if he spends enough time down there.
Let me just, while we get Brian, do you want to do your...
That one as well. You just got to be careful on how his hamstring comes up in this first couple of weeks of the season, the first month. That's probably where he'll play a little bit more forward. For me, we spoke about it before with West Coast Eagles. I still think I don't mind them at 1 to 39 at $3.50 if you wanted to put Jake Lloyd in there just to get that value of $22. But for me, my multi of the week, I'll look at round one. So round one, let's talk about the first game starting off Thursday night. I'm going to go Richmond. Richmond 40-plus to win that game easy. Dusty to kick the first goal. AFL, the whole 2018 is about Dusty. So round one, he's going to start off the season with the first goal of the game. And with that, he's going to have 30-plus. So with that, put those three into a multi, you'll get 40-1.
Bang.
There you go.
50 bucks on that.
Yes.
What's that? $2,000.
$2,000.
Well, that would be a very nice start. But
as you know, though, gamble responsibly.
Of course. I'm going to go, I like Adelaide Essendon overs, $1.97. I'm going to go Hawthorn to beat Collingwood at $1.83. And Gold Coast at $1.90 will get me $6.60. So we're putting $50 each week. So if mine gets up, I'll be well behind you guys because you went a bit more juicy there. Now, Brian, story time? Or is it Brand?
We've got. I wouldn't mind. Let's talk about round one. We'll go back in history, probably round one, 2006, when the Bulldogs played Richmond, round one of that season. Nathan Brown was playing for Richmond. Brian Harris was playing. I only had a quiet game, 5 kicks, 8 handballs, so 13 touches.
Kept weird Richo, to change your name, I would have thought.
Kept Richo goalless. Nathan Brown, he had an okay game. He had 12 kicks, 6 handballs, but he was probably more of a forward. Didn't really hurt the scoreboard, kicked 2 points.
This is my first game back after a broken leg.
I don't care.
Well, you probably should have sat a little bit more deep before and put some more on the board. Dogs, we end up winning by 115 points. And I think from memory, Ryan Griffin came out and said that maybe Richmond gave up after that game, around sort of the third quarter, that he just felt that they gave up. Copped a lot of backlash for that.
How were the crowd getting into you that day?
What a great night for me. deep forward, my leg was throbbing. Brian jumper punched me a couple of times, rubbed my head into the ground in the goal square. Got a free kick for it. I don't know how he got a free kick for it, but I got up laughing.
Holding the ball.
Umpire said, holding the ball. I said, you didn't see those 4 jumper punches you just put on my chin?
Thought he was a little bit hungry, so I inserted some grass into his mouth. You can see that on YouTube as well. So if you YouTube that, you'll find it.
It was a bad knot. It was probably the beginning of the end of my time in AFL that night. Well done, Brian.
There we go. Thank you. Jump on YouTube to see Brian just smashing in little Brownie's little very pretty face. Now, on that note, boys, we're going to say goodbye. Thank you for joining us. Same time, same place next week. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes. Good luck on the punt.
And we need a name.
We do need a name, so
please
send that in.
Tweet us.
But most importantly, gamble responsibly.